We'll call the meeting to order. The first item is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
There are no changes to the agenda.
Make a motion to accept the agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. The approval of the minutes for the August 10th, 2017 meeting. Are there any changes to the minutes?
There are a few minor changes, so they would be as revised if approved.
Make a motion that we accept the minutes as revised.
Second.
We have a motion and second to accept the approve the minutes of August 10th, 2017 as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The first item on our agenda is a discussion of the comprehensive plan public comment. Is there anyone here that would like to comment on the comprehensive plan? Ms. Cornwell, do you have an update of any kind?
I just want to let you know the economic development chapter and the population chapter will be posted, should be posted by tomorrow on the comp plan website, www.sussexplan.com, if anybody's looking for it. And the commission will be meeting next Wednesday, September 20th at 9 o'clock in the morning to go over more comp plan for another comp plan workshop.
Ms. Robinson, you have anything?
I don't have anything to
add. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on. The first item under old business is conditional use number 2092, Timothy Robinson.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2092 for Timothy Robinson for a produce stand with retail sales based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, the property is zoned AR1. The use as a produce stand with retail sales is consistent with this zoning. Sales of produce grown by the applicant would be a permitted use. The conditional use is only necessary because the applicant intends to sell other products. The produce stand promotes local agriculture and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Three, the proposed use is located adjacent to Route 13 at the intersection with Gordy Road. This is an appropriate location for a produce stand with retail sales. Four, this use is consistent with other zonings and uses in the area, including C1 zoning directly across the highway from this site. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, sales shall only occur during daylight hours. B, sales shall be limited to 1 week prior to Easter Sunday through November 1st. C, the applicant shall comply with any DLDOT requirements associated with the use. D, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. F, the applicant shall provide for interconnectivity if the adjacent properties are ever developed. G, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of this conditional use. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve conditional use number 2092, Timothy Robinson. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is conditional use number 2093, John Huss.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, before we get into this, just recall that at the hearing there was a discussion about the a roadway, a dirt road that ran basically from Route 9 out to Prettyman Road. And there was not so much opposition to the application, but opposition to the use of that dirt road. And recall that the applicant had stated that they were willing to close the or block or whatever that dirt road as it existed on their property. One of the things that I wanted to do, and you guys, I think, agreed, was just to make sure that that wasn't any kind of recorded easement that had to be left open. We went and did a title search on all the properties out there, and the road is referenced just basically as a frame of reference for locations and things, but there's no recorded easement anywhere that gives anybody, you know, any rights to the easement or says that anybody's property is subject to an easement or says anything about who's supposed to maintain the easement or anything else. It just seems like it's just a dirt road that's there in existence but doesn't have any other legal existence on paper or otherwise. So it seems to me that it's appropriate, you know, if you wanted to act based on what the applicant said they would do, which is close that dirt road off, which seemed to be what everybody was in agreement to, that there wouldn't be any legal issues with that. So I just wanted to clear that up for the record.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of conditional use 2093 for John Huss for a landscaping business with equipment storage based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located along Route 9, which is an appropriate location for this limited type of use. Two, the property is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The use of the property as a landscaping business with equipment storage is consistent with the underlying agricultural zoning of the property. Three, the applicant has stated that all landscaping work is performed off-site and that there will not be any dumping on the site. Also, there will not be any major deliveries to the site as part of the business. Four, there will be no retail sales from the property and the use is limited in nature. It will not adversely affect neighboring properties, roadways, or traffic. Five, the applicant has stated that his landscaping company provides a service to a wide variety of Sussex County residences and businesses. This intended use is of a public or semi-public character that will benefit the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this use shall be limited to a landscaping business with equipment storage. No retail sales shall be conducted from the site. B, no manufacturing shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the shredding or grinding of any materials and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. C, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the hours of operation shall be limited to 6:30 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrances or roadway improvements. G, all stormwater management facilities shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Conservation District. The final site plan shall include the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of the stormwater management areas. H, as stated by the applicant, there shall be no dumping on the site. Any dumpsters on the site shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. I, the final site plan shall clearly show all areas for vehicle equipment storage and parking, and these areas shall be clearly marked on the site itself. There shall not be any parking or storage within the property setbacks. J, several nearby property owners wanted the dirt road that runs along the western side of the property be closed. The applicant has stated that the area of the existing dirt roadway along the western boundary of the property shall be removed within his property. This shall be shown on the final site plan. K, the final site plan shall be designed to allow interconnectivity with adjacent properties along Route 9 if those properties are developed in the future. L, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2093, John Huss. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2096, Capitol Buildings Shed Outlet.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2096 for Capitol Buildings Shed Outlet for a gazebo and shed business with outdoor storage based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this use is limited in nature. It is a location for model sheds and gazebos to be viewed for purchase from the manufacturer. It is not a location where sheds or gazebos are stockpiled for sale from the site. Once purchased, sheds and gazebos are delivered directly from the manufacturer to the purchaser's property. Two, the use as a location for model sheds will not require extensive deliveries to or from the site, and the use does not generate a significant amount of traffic from customers. Three, this limited use as a display area for sheds and gazebos is appropriate for this location along Route 9. Four, the use is consistent with area zonings and uses. The property across Route 9 is zoned commercial, and there are other commercial uses in the vicinity on both sides of Route 9. There are also numerous conditional uses in the area. This is an appropriate location for this conditional use. Five, the applicant has stated that he provides a convenient location and service for Sussex County property owners who desire to place sheds and gazebos on their properties. Six, the limited use will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, roadways, or area properties. Seven, the applicant has stated that they intend to restore and reside in the farmhouse that exists on the property. As a result, they will have control over the use and maintenance of the property at all times. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the display of model sheds and gazebos that are for sale. No other sales shall occur on the property. B, no sheds or gazebos shall be constructed, stockpiled, or inventoried on the property. As stated by the applicant, all sheds and gazebos on the property shall be display models used by customers to inspect prior to ordering the structures for delivery from the off-site builder directly to their properties. C, as stated by the applicant, the home on the property shall be the owner's primary residence, which shall include a small office for the business. D, a fence with landscaping shall be installed along the side and rear of the property lines to screen this property from the neighbors. The type of landscaping and location of the fence shall be shown on the final site plan. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Sundays. F, as stated by the applicant, signage shall be limited to one lighted sign along the roadway, not to exceed 6 square feet in size, and one sign on the building, not to exceed 4 square feet in size. The location of the roadway sign shall be shown on the final site plan. G, any lighting directed at the display models shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. As stated by the applicant, it will be turned off no later than 9:30 p.m. each day. H, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. I, all entrances shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements. J, no trucks associated with the use shall be parked or idling along Route 9. K, the applicant shall allow for interconnectivity with the adjacent properties along Route 9 if they are ever redeveloped. L, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of the conditional use approval. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
I have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2096, Capitol Buildings Shed Outlet. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Next item on the agenda is conditional use number 2, 2023-104, Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2104 for Grace and Mercy Ministries Incorporated based on the lack of a record made during the public hearing. While I'm not opposed to a cemetery being located on this property owned by the applicant church, there is not enough information provided for the commission to make an informed recommendation of approval. For example, no details were provided about the size, location, number of grave sites, access, or other factors that must be considered. Also, there was no detail about the proximity of the proposed cemetery to surrounding properties, the church building and parking proposed on the property, or the tax ditches and their easements that surround most of the property. Under these circumstances, there's not enough of a record to act favorably on this application.
Second.
We have a motion and a second recommending denial of conditional use 2104, Grace and Mercies Ministries Incorporated. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Motion carries 4-1. It's now time for our public hearings and our council to